There was a time when Ford and Holden had the Australian car market to themselves.
Holden, Australia's own car, is playing a major role. The first export Holden went to New Zealand in 1954. Then in 1956 came Malaya, Singapore, and other Pacific territories. This testing and expert craftsmanship has played its part in making Holden a showpiece among Australian exports, given new meaning and value to the stamp made in Australia.
Even when other makers came along, there still seemed to be plenty to go around. But for 30 years, the Australian car manufacturing industry has been dying. One plant after another has closed. Nissan, Mitsubishi, and soon Ford. By 2016, just two car makers will be left, Toyota and Holden. Ford's closure will put 1,200 people out of work. The ACTU estimates that nine times that number of workers in associated auto industries will also face the sack. We're broadcasting this morning from HeroTech, a Japanese company that built this $100 million facility 8 years ago. It makes all the boots, doors and bonnets for Holden, Commodores and Cruisers. 150 people work here. With Holden putting people off and Ford closing, the workers at HeroTech wonder whether they might be next. Alan King is Human Resources Manager for HeroTech. I spoke to him and to HeroTech Company Director Tex Igarashi about the delicate state of the car industry. Holden recently announced that it was pulling back another 400 staff. The situation with the manufacturing, the car industry, isn't all that bright. How do you feel about your future here?
It is very, very difficult to forecast the future of the automotive industry in Australia. Cost is very expensive comparing to other countries like Thailand and so on.
So just in one or two words, are you optimistic or pessimistic or something in between?
It's just in between.
Alan King, you're the HR manager here. When news comes through of closures or of Ford, for instance, how does that affect a workforce here, even though you're not tied in with Ford?
I think from the employee's point of view, anything that comes through that's bad news is taken really to heart, and there are concerns about the longevity of manufacturing in this particular situation. Our workforce have got skills that may not necessarily be transferable to other industries. So, you know, they're caught in a catch-22 situation. Do we stay here or do we move on?
There were slowdowns in this particular company in 2009 and you dropped back to one shift. That must be in the back of some people's minds that it could occur again in the future.
I'm sure that is the case. I think that if people had a choice of being in the automotive industry or being in some other industry, they would take that opportunity to move on.
Your future here is very much predicated on the health of Holden. What signs are there at the moment that that health is good or otherwise?
I think in the short term, the production levels that are coming from Holden are very good. You mentioned before about in August the numbers being reduced in Holden's workforce. We don't know what the impact of that will be on our business, but we're hopeful that it won't, but again, we just don't know.
Is the Australian industry, car industry, sustainable?
That's a very hard question. I think if the volumes of Australian manufactured cars continues to go down, if there is a situation where maybe Holden decide to leave Australia, then I don't think there is an industry in the future.
That's a fairly pessimistic outlook.
I think when you look at the amount of skills, people in the industry, you definitely need two car manufacturers in Australia to maintain the supply chain. Without it, it becomes very difficult.
Alan King from HeroTech.